What kind of rooms did you have in that place?
Well, we had it'd be the parlor, and then we had a sitting room.
What's the difference between the sitting room and the parlor?
Well, the parlor was really a little, had the better furniture, more expensive furniture, or the best furniture in the house.
Okay.
And then there'd be, of course, the sitting room or living room.
Mm-hmm.
Living room could be the sitting room, too. And the dining room.
The sitting room would be more likely to be the same as the living room than the parlor. The parlor is more.
Parlor would be more special.
Entertain special guests.
Yeah.
I see. Well, what else did
and
you?
By that, I would say that brings back some I had forgotten. In those days, in most all homes, except the very poor ones, where they had very small apartment, but the average, medium up, I'd say. I don't say my folks were always rich, but my folks were never poor. They were just in medium circumstances. Mm-hmm. Probably had a retail business, and I know when I was 7 or 8 years old, we had several stores. But at one time, 3-4 stores at the time of the World's Fair of 93, my father had 5 retail stores.
Mm-hmm.
And the crash came, he lost them all. But one store provided a living room, considered fairly well to do.
Sure.
And we had a horse and buggy in those days. That was special. Everybody in the neighborhood didn't have a horse and buggy.
Mm-hmm.
We had a brick barn there, and that was special, you know.
Sure.
And in fact, we had the first grand piano in that entire area.
Right.
And I remember very well.
Where did you have, what room was the piano in?
That was put in the parlor. We had a large parlor. And it was a baby, it was a grand piano, not a baby grand. Those days, that was the they had a very large piano. I can just see it. And funny, I remember the name of the piano, the Bauer piano. I was in grammar school then, and the building we lived in was the corner building. It's still there, frame building. It's a lap and a half. That's why they call it 709, 711. And there's a stairway up the side and a stairway in the rear. And they couldn't get that piano up the stairs, and the piano movers had one of the two-wheeled carts they used to have for hauling pianos.
What do you call it? Cart? Just a cart?
Yeah, a piano cart.
Uh-huh.
And a large two-wheeler of the platform, a big, heavy draft horse. He had to be because the piano would belt back, and a lightweight horse would lift him up.
Mm-hmm.
And they would use a, I think they called it a winch, but they'd haul it. But anyhow, they found they couldn't get the piano up the stairs. The stairway was too narrow. So they come around and finally decided to take the window frame out. It was a frame building.
Mm-hmm.
They took the entire window frame out. And this was quite a scene. If I'd had pictures, no kidding, it would have been interesting. It was a transfer corner, streetcar corner.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really a prominent corner, almost as busy as 63rd and Halsted in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And that cart stood there, and they decided to bring it up. The men were up down ladders and took their framework out, and people began gathering to see what they're doing. They saw a piano on the truck, and I said, truck, cart, well, it was a piano cart. And when they sat, tying the ropes around the piano and had brought it up, and they used, oh yes, they put a tack and pull, tackle and probably from the roof, the top of the building. That was a big project.
Yeah.
And they mentioned, and there was a the street was crowded. The street, there were horse cars in those days, and the traffic was blocked. The horse street then was a narrower than it is now. They widened the street years later. But there was just a narrow path on between the car tracks and the sidewalk, and there was no traffic could move for well over an hour, putting it to everything was blocked for blocking. And they said, what's going on? Well, they're getting a piano. Oh, the talk of the neighborhood, you know. And the only piano in the entire neighborhood. The neighbors after it was up there, all come up wanting to see the piano.
Sure. That's good.